Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you. Did you know that only 1% of the global population are millionaires? This means that 99% of people go their entire lives without ever hitting that $1 million mark. If you want to join the 1% club, you need to do something different than nearly everyone else. It might sound daunting, but it's easier than you think.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investments.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
And that's exactly what we, the Kitty Sister, have done across three different businesses. We kick off each venture from ground zero, no insider infos, no shortcut. We hustle our way through the fashion industry, flip single family houses, and scale a multifamily apartment business into a nine-figure enterprise. In fact, our multifamily business, which we started from scratch 5.5 years ago, went from zero to a portfolio of over $300 million. And we didn't have a trust fund or any wealthy connections to rely on. We achieved this because we understand exact concepts that we're about to share with you. Before we get into it, it's important to grasp what wealth really means. Let's start with a simple question. If you earn $1 million, are you rich? Well, the answer is it depends, right? So imagine if it took you 40 years to make that $1 million. That works out to be just $25,000 a year, which is actually below the poverty line in the US. So that's not really impressive. Now, if you make that same $1 million in 10 years, in 5 years, in 1 year, or even just in 1 month, that changes significantly. You see, wealth accumulation isn't just about how much money you earn. It's about how fast you can earn it. In other words, wealth has a need for speed.
The next principle you must understand is that there's four levels to the wealth ascension. Level one, the grind. This is the bottom rung. The grind is the lowest level in the wealth ascension. So think about it this way. If you're making money at this level, you're pulling in anywhere from minimum wage to anywhere between like $75,000. But why is it so hard to break past the ceiling here? It's very simple. You're trading your physical power, your muscle, for cash, hours for dollars. Let's say that you're a construction worker or mechanic. You know the deal.
Yep, absolutely, right?
Just the other day, Nan and I were walking past a construction site, and these guys were manually hauling these huge cylinder blocks to erect this huge, massive retaining wall. Picture this. The wall is like 100 feet wide. Okay, combined. 100 feet wide, 20 feet tall. And that's not just hard work, right? That's the epitome of the grind. You're literally putting your back into your paycheck. That's the grind. Raw, real, and as direct as it gets.
The next level is level two, the management, or as you like to call it, the middle. This is where you start seeing bigger numbers in your bank account. We're talking anywhere from $50,000 to a solid $250,000 a year. Why the jump? Because you're playing a different game now. You're leveraging not just your skill, but your ability to manage teams to multiply your impact. Think about it, guys. Managing a Foot Locker, you're on the low end of the scale. But running operations at Amazon, that's when you hit that upper limit, $250,000 a year. Sure beats flipping burgers for minimum wage, right? But here's the thing. This level has its own traps, right? There's a certain stickiness to it. You're better off, but not truly free.
That's like the golden handcuff.
So how do you smash through this glass ceiling? How do you level up from here? It's all about breaking into the next level where the real magic happens.
On this level, level three, influence, or what we like to call the persuaders, this is where the game really heats up. Picture this. On the low end, you're pulling a cool $100,000 per year. But on the high end, we're talking $100 million. That's the power of influence. Let's break it down. Maybe you start selling, supplements or vitamins, raking in $300,000 a year, which is not bad at all. all. But if you master the art of influence, if you become a communication wizard like A-listers in Hollywood, that's where you hit the jackpot territory. We're talking $100 million. This also becomes more than just wealth. It's about becoming influential and powerful. It's about turning your words into charisma and cold hard cash.
The last level, level 4, creativity, also known as the innovators. At this level, you're not just using your mind, you're using your money to make even more money. We're talking about serious wealth here. The starting line is $1 million, but the potential? It stretches into trillions.
So since you get to decide where you make your money, it only makes sense to decide to create monumental wealth that leads above level 1 and level 2 of the wealth ascension.
In fact, below level 3 and level 4 of the wealth ascension, you can create wealth, but you got to invest your way to wealth. Even if you're making $250,000 a year, you take a chunk of that cash, invest it, and let your creative strategies take the wheel. Are you getting the picture?
Many find themselves stuck in jobs that requires muscle more than their minds. Let's shift that. You're hired at level 1 role, but unleashing your influence and creativity, you can climb the ranks right where you're at.
Let's look at a real life example of level 4. Marquise Brownlees, also known as MKBHD, began reviewing gadgets on YouTube when he was just a teenager. He didn't make these products. Instead, he reviewed them and shared his opinions. His creative way of doing this turned him into a multimillionaire.
Let's take a look at another example, Mr. Beast, also known as Jimmy Donaldson. Guys, did you know that in 2023, he earned about $82 million from his YouTube channels, his feasible snack bars, and his extensive line of merchandising?
Another great example is Alisa Schaefer, who started an online business called the Three Bird Nest on Etsy, selling handcraft accessories. Her creativity and quality products gained popularity, turning her passion into a profitable business.
This top tier is all about creativities. Entrepreneurs, inventors, and artists who think outside the box, create products, services, or even markets. This level isn't just about tech geniuses or PhDs. It can include anything from authors, YouTubers, Etsy sellers. Their earnings can be astronomical because they use their creativity.
Now that you understand the 4 levels of the wealth ascension, figure out where you are, the grind level, the management level, the influence level, wherever it is, identify it and look at what those in the levels above you are doing.
So who's up for a real-life Cinderella story about the wealth ascension? Guys, entering Kim K. Believe it or not, Kim K started her career as a closet organizer. Yes, she was knee-deep in dirty jeans, boots, purses, and organizing the chaos of her wealthy friends' wardrobes. Then she began popping up alongside her gal pal, Paris Hilton. She wasn't the star, right? But she definitely moved up from the closet whisperer to someone's sidekick. Next came keeping up with the Kardashians, and Kim's influence just skyrocketed. Fast forward to today, Kim K got her own private equity fund and billionaire status. She's also about the who, not the how, managing her own Skims clothing brand and Skin by Kim makeup line. Talk about a glow up. Here's a ninja tip. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Find out what high achievers are doing and then model it. This way, you can save the stress and have better results.
And this is something that will give you a lot of peace of mind. What you lack in skills, you can make up in leverage. So what do you mean by this? Well, this wealth game can speed up for you if you understand it's not about the what, where, when, and how, but it's all about the who.
Who can you leverage in terms of insight, in terms of knowledge, skills, time, tools, and connections, etc. When we got started in multifamily apartment business, we had zero skills, zero connections. So we had to seek out who can help pull us up. Once we've identified the who's, then we obsess about solving problems or gaps that they may have in their business.
And then we try to be the solution to their problems, filling in that gap. So take your time and do this exercise thoroughly.
Okay, now let's break down the income game into two major leagues, the active and the passive. To stack serious cash, you gotta play both fields.
Active income, this is your hustle money. It's the cash you earn from grinding it out on YouTube channel, with products review, crafting and selling on Etsy, or banging out novels. This kind of income needs your direct input, your energy and your time, and of course your creativity. It's key for building wealth fast. You gotta focus here first to stack your initial wealth, because it's all about your effort paying off directly and quickly.
Back when we were crushing in the fashion industry, our act income was our jam. We pulled in millions, but here's the kicker. We had no fallback plan. When our fashion empire crumbled overnight, we were left hanging. That was a brutal lesson that caught us off guard. The harsh truth, nothing is guaranteed. That booming Etsy store, YouTube channel, or a fashion gig, it might not always be gold.
From that, we learned to safeguard our future. Now, we put our energy into multifamily apartments. This is our passive income play. It keeps the cash flowing for us and our investor no matter what happens. Trust us, having this kind of backup plan isn't just smart, it's essential.
Now let's talk about passive income. This kind of income is our favorite. It grows on its own. It's like real estate investments or dividend stocks. It's crucial for locking down your financial security. You want to get to a place where your money is doing the heavy lifting, multiplying your earning without you having to do the grind day in and day out. Over time, you want your passive income to outpace your active income because that's your financial safety net. It keeps you secure when you're not in the trenches.
Okay guys, next up, your quest for millionaire status. Number one, embrace obstacle. Avoid excuses. Every obstacle is your opportunity to flex your creativity muscle. Excuses are just the easy way out. They lead straight to failure. Train your brain to see problems as potential wins.
The next one is continuous learning. Never stop improving. Wealth can vanish as quickly as it comes. So keep refining your skills and knowledge. Always be on the lookout for new information, trends, and strategies, and stay ahead of the curve.
Master the wealth creation game. Reality check. Traditional schooling set you up for entry-level wealth, but it won't make you rich. To scale those high, you gotta chase down your knowledge and skill that aren't found in textbooks.
Model success. Don't reinvent the wheel. Look at what successful people are doing and model their strategies. Success leaves clues, so be observant and learn from those who already achieved what you aspire to do. Now that you learn how to become a millionaire, tune into this episode so that you can learn how to get so rich with other people's money.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.